Tonight we're going to have a teaching on how to make the most out of receiving Holy Communion. Father Rick?
Obviously, the greatest gift that God has given us is the Eucharist. Basically, it's probably being celebrated every hour somewhere in the world so that there is a constancy of celebrations. In our own diocese, we lost a little bit of that when we consolidated these parishes. Not every parish has daily Mass anymore, but groups that they have usually have Mass every day somewhere. And I think that it's a tremendous gift that God has given to us, but unfortunately, sometimes we can lose sight of that gift. There are a lot of ways that we can appreciate and value the Eucharist. I'm sure there are books on devotions to the Eucharist. Some parishes have a Eucharistic adoration. It may run from morning until night. People can go and spend time, whatever they want, a few minutes, a few hours, probably somewhere, just even in our own area, you probably could go to parishes that have adoration probably every day of the week that you could, if you want to do that. The thing is that while all those things are available and very helpful, one of the problems a lot of times is because we go to Sunday Mass and we just kind of get used to it. We can go, and just because we have a lot of other things to do, we go, we think about those things and not so much about the Mass. And we may receive the Eucharist and go back and say some prayers and then leave, not really appreciate at that time the gift that the Eucharist is for us. Part of that is just because we live in a busy world. We have so much going on, not only ourselves, but with family members or with friends or with the work that we do and what have you, that can really sometimes come to church, sit there, and Mass is over before we pay much attention to it. Maybe we went up to communion and came back, and that was about it. We go out and get in the car and say we have to do all these other things. And I think that happens because we live in this kind of world with so many things going on, and we kind of forget to take time to think about what the Eucharist really is and what God has given us. I think last week it was said, and I've heard it before, that no matter when we go to church, celebrate Mass, even if there's only a few people there, the church is filled because the angels take up the empty seats and they come to worship and be with the God that they serve. And I've heard this from more than one person, that they've actually experienced the vision of the church being filled with the angels giving glory and adoration to Christ in the Eucharist. I think part of the thing is we live in this busy world. Sometimes it just is one of those things we want to check off. I got to Mass today and now I have to do this and do that. I think we need to understand that God didn't give us this as just something else to do. And sometimes that's the way we think about it. People sometimes think of Mass as Mass and Communion, something that I need to do because I'm Catholic and that's going to get me to heaven. So I can go out and live in the world the way I want as long as I make sure I get to Mass on Sunday and Communion and occasionally maybe hit the Sacrament of Reconciliation. They just go through life like that. They feel that that makes them a good Catholic. Sometimes their day-to-day life may not be all so Catholic, but at least they do what the church tells them, go to Mass on Sunday and receive the Eucharist. The sacrament and the Eucharist really isn't an automatic entrance into heaven. That's not what it's there for. It's there for two reasons. One, it gives us an opportunity to be in the presence of God and give Him the worship that's due Him. And secondly, it is there so that we ourselves can grow in God's grace and be more faithful and loving to Him, as we know that we can also reach out to others by the prayers that we say for them, the intentions that we have when we come to our celebration of the Eucharist. And I think that one of the things that we have to remind ourselves of, and we probably won't do this every Sunday, but sometimes it's not a bad idea that take a look at the readings, the Sunday readings, before we go to church, see what they have to say, because it may very well give us some thoughts that when we go to church, we can pray about the things that we've read that were important in the, right now we're reading Acts and some of the epistles and mostly John's Gospel. But it might also help us to come to understand that when I go to Mass, I can really ask God to help me understand or broaden my understanding about what He is teaching us and what He wants us to understand about those things. And it can help us prepare so that we come to church and have a little more understanding of what we're going to hear. And maybe the homily will help, and it might suggest some other things. Maybe it'll give you a whole new idea. But the thing is that we're not always going to be perfect in this. Some days are going to be very hectic, and that's not going to work. But if we make that an effort, then I think that when we come to church, we can decide to enter into it a little more fully, not just say it's one of the things on my checklist I have to do, but that if we come with some intentions, we come with some understanding of the readings and what the priest or the deacon may say that may give us a little fuller understanding of those scriptures to help us, then we can really enter into it. And I think the other thing is, as we celebrate the Mass and we get to the Eucharist, that it can help us understand a little bit better the gift that we receive in this Eucharist, even though the effects of the Eucharist itself only last a short time. Grace and the strength, or the insight or the understanding that God wants to give us, can last through the day or for the week, whatever it may be, if we come with, I think, an intention, a desire to open ourselves up to what's going on in the Mass. Of course, years and years and years ago, when it was all in Latin, it was not always easy to maybe keep your mind on it, but the problem is with it in English is that we get so used to it that we don't pay much attention to it. We may be singing the Gloria, and the next thing we're conscious of is, oh, it's the Holy, Holy, Holy. We've kind of blanked out until the next big song or something. That's not really what God wants. God really wants us to enter into the Eucharist, to understand what God wants to give us. It's not just that we come and say, you know, I want to pray for this and for that, but also to come and say, God, I really want to value and appreciate this gift, because whether we are at Mass or even if we just visit a church, His presence is there. I have talked to so many people, and this is true, so many people who aren't Catholic that have been to a Catholic church for one reason or another, whether they just stopped in because they were looking for something that was open and wanted to pray, or they came to some celebration and they got there somewhat early. But they have just told me this. I haven't asked them this, but they just tell me. When you go into a Catholic church, it never feels empty. I don't know if you've ever gone into a Protestant church or a place where, you know, I've been to some hospitals that have a chapel or something. You go into it and it just has this empty feeling. It's a nice room and it's quiet and everything. It feels like an empty room because I'm the only person there. When you walk into a Catholic church, there is just something about the fact that it just doesn't feel empty. There really is a presence. And people who aren't Catholic have experienced that same feeling, that there's something more, as opposed to going into just a regular Protestant church, it feels like an empty building. And that's because Christ is there in the tabernacle. He is always inviting us to come in. I've told that story of one of the members here, that when she first came to this country, she was not Catholic, and she walked into the Catholic church one day just looking for a place to pray, because she was in this country by herself and her husband is still in the war and all that. She just was looking for a quiet place to pray, but when she sat down and prayed for a little while, she was attracted to the tabernacle, and she had no idea why. She was just praying there, and it caught her eye. Why? What's this? And she walked up, and she kept feeling it and touching it and walking back and coming back up, and couldn't get her mind around why she was attracted to this thing in the church. Then she went over the next day to talk to the priest and said, "What's that thing on the up there in your church? It has a couple doors on it or something." And he explained it. And she had to buy into it because she felt it. She experienced it. She knew there was something more there. She became Catholic because Christ drew her there. The same thing is true every Sunday when we go in, even though Jesus is going to be brought on the altar at Mass in a unique way. He's mostly, sometimes like during Lent or Holy Week, he's not there, but mostly Jesus is in the tabernacle all the time, behind closed doors. He wants to be present to us in a very real and powerful way. He does that, and he invites us to recognize who he is and participate, to come and receive the Eucharist, not just to receive it because it's communion time, but because we know who it is, that Jesus is there and he wants to fill us. He wants to fill us up with his grace and his love and his care. And I'm sure that if you go to Sunday Mass and watch communion, you're going to see people come up that act like they're, "Well, this is all I have to do." Sometimes people receive it and walk right out of church and get in their car and go home because they've missed out on what God is doing. I often talk about my parents because they were great people. They had a great love for God. And I know that my mom and dad always liked to get to church early because they'd like to pray before Mass began. And we always stayed afterwards because they'd like to pray after that. They were always attentive to what was going on. This ear is bigger than this one because when I was little, I was there and it was the consecration. I decided to tie my shoe because it came unloose or untied, and it was just as the bells were ringing, and it was my mother who went, yanked me up by my ear and say, "Not now." I used to be able to hear much better with this ear. But anyway, the thing is that my mom and dad said, this is the important part, and you don't mess with it because this is the consecration. I think that it's one of those kinds of things that people just take it as part of the Mass. Yeah, you have the songs, you have the readings, you have the stuff with the bread and the wine, and you receive, and then you go home. But God is expecting more from us. We can develop, I guess there are devotions to the Eucharist outside of Mass and stuff. But when we just take some time on Sunday before or after to recognize this tremendous gift that God has given us. People didn't have this before Christ came. Even though they had a temple and they had the Holy of Holies and the presence of the Father was there, there wasn't a way to receive him. It wasn't a way in which they could take him in a physical way. They could recognize his presence. But Jesus comes to do more for us. God can come to us in many different ways, but this is one way that he comes to us in a very real and concrete way into our lives. And we have to understand this truly is the body and blood of Christ. We have to believe that. We can't say, well, we just kind of pretend that it is. That's not the way it is. We just have to understand God is giving us a tremendous gift. And we have to try to keep the perspective when we come to church that this is not just something we do on Sunday and then go eat lunch and go watch the Reds or whatever it is, but that this is really a sacred time that God wants to communicate with us, not only in communion, but with his love, his care, his knowledge, and that he is also ready to listen to us. That we can really come and pray and ask him for whatever it is that we believe is not only for our good, but good for others, and not just practical things. We can ask God for practical things, but for the things that are going to help us live the Christian life that he wants us to live. The more that we enter into what I would call the preparation or the understanding of the Eucharist, the more when we come to that, our celebration of Mass, the more I think we will come to value and appreciate this tremendous gift that Christ gives to us, because not everybody in the world has that. And we have been privileged because of our faith to have this very real personal relationship with Christ, because he loves us and he comes to each one of us holy as Christ, the Son of God, body and soul, into our lives at every Mass we attend and at every Mass that we receive the Eucharist.